It's now official. Hawaii has a statewide mandate for face coverings. It's the focus of Governor David Ige's latest emergency proclamation. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Ilani Avendano has been following this story and joins us with the latest. And Ilani, the idea of the proclamation to clear up any potential confusion with county variations?
Aloha, Bell. Yes. So the first mask mandate that Hawaii saw that Governor Ige put in place was back in April. That was included in the sixth emergency proclamation. Yesterday, he signed the 15th proclamation. So we've been through many iterations of policy. But the main thing that this newly clarified mask mandate does is unify the mask rules of the state rather than the county rules like the former proclamation did. So now the rule explicitly states that everyone in the state needs to, quote, wear a face covering over their nose and mouth in public. So that's sort of set in stone now. But the I would say the major new things to pay attention to are, one, businesses are now expected to deny patrons who do not wear face masks. The second thing that this outlines are the exemptions for folks who are not required to wear face coverings, and you know that's children under the age of five, for people with medical conditions. There's quite a list of exemptions. Third, it also makes it clear that you can still maintain, if you can maintain a 6-foot distance, you actually don't have to wear a mask. But that last one I mentioned means that there will be a lot of ambiguity out in public, I think.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that of the while outdoors, one physical distance of 6 feet from other individuals can be maintained at all times, then you don't need to wear a mask. House Speaker Scott Sike had something to say about that in terms of what he termed the Waikiki problem.
Right, yeah. Speaker Scott Sike said enforcement is key at this point. Especially for people outdoors, you know, we have, you know, folks like to exercise outside and people jog. And if you can keep a distance, then theoretically you don't have to wear a mask. And I know some people have trouble running and wearing a mask and breathing, right? But like he did mention that it seems to be a, he called it the Waikiki problem. He pointed out that maybe, you know, in closer quarters in Waikiki, you have Kalakaua Avenue and things might be getting a little bit busier now. If people are not wearing masks and they claim that they're not within 6 feet of others, they can say, I don't need to wear a mask. But that might not actually be happening in practice.
You know, one aspect of this policy or set of policies that is not changed by this is the penalty part. So an offense on this is still a misdemeanor, which carries a possible fine of up to $5,000 or a year in jail. And Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell among those saying, you know, maybe it would be better to make this more of a traffic ticket model for offenses rather than something that's a full-on misdemeanor.
Yeah. Local economist Sumner LaCroix actually kind of likened our mask, you know, up to $5,000 fine or even a year in jail. It's really kind of draconian. Other states and other cities have you know, $100 to $200 fines. Mayor Caldwell has suggested imposing a $100 fine. I think that idea is if you can move away from this misdemeanor and treat these sort of violations as traffic tickets and then have some people to pay by mail, pay that ticket off, then enforcement will be much easier on the state, but then also might see more adherence to the rules.
Looking for some areas of, I guess, simplification on that, but on a lot of this under the mandate, as you said, there's now statewide clarity on a lot of aspects, but in terms of the enforcement side of this, that's presumably still up to the counties, right?
I think Governor said he is considering a framework for imposing fines, but the legislature would likely have to be involved. And he said that we can expect there will be a lot of discussion to determine what are appropriate penalties. But you know, when we look at the data provided by the Hawaii Department of Health, actually the majority of folks in Hawaii are complying with mask rules. I think about 86% was the last I saw. So definitely a lot more discussion about ways to reframe the enforcement of this mask mandate. And like I mentioned, University of Hawaii economist Sumner Lakoi, he was suggesting maybe a $150 to $200 fine might be more effective if it's widely applied to violators and treated like a parking ticket.
We will keep an eye on the movement of this. Thanks, Eleni.
Thank you.
That was Eleni Avendano. You can find her story online at civilbeat.org.